thank you, Dom, for the nice lead in tonight. I enjoyed listening to the last part of his show. Make sure you guys hit askthedom.com if you have any legal questions. He's the guy. He's everybody's lawyer. He's our lawyer. He's my lawyer. He's Mike Kalta's lawyer forever. And look, we're all thriving and not in jail. So apparently he's doing pretty well by everybody. So thanks, Dom. He looked good tonight, too. Did you see him in his little sweater vest?
He had an adorable little sweater on. So yeah. Cute. So handsome.
I was shopping for sweaters today online because it is getting cold, and I also like to rock a good sweater.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Oh,
so,
yeah.
I ordered a new sweater for this weekend show.
Nice.
Want to look good?
Nice. You know what you inspired me to do today? When I got home from work, I went through my closet and managed to get rid of about 15 shirts that I don't
good job.
Wear. I didn't think twice about it. I knew if I stopped and looked at it for more than a second, I was going to keep it. I just grabbed, threw it in the bag, and dropped the bag off at the Salvation Army. That was it.
Yeah. See, what I like to do is find a fat guy, right, that wants some clothes. And I just give them a bunch of the clothes that I don't ever wear. Because I feel like if I take it to a thrift shop, it's going to take forever for them to find the right fat people to wear my clothes, right? So, like,
I
give it to a lot of people.
You know what I'd be curious about is if anybody knows of a charity that it will go direct to people as opposed to going into a thrift shop or something. If anybody's got any heads up on that, I would like to know.
Yeah, hit us up. Absolutely. Because I do. I still have a ton of clothes, no pun intended, in my closet that I need to get rid of for real. So does Leah. Leah's got a ton of clothes too. And I know she's already cleaned out a bunch of her stuff and took it to the thrift store or whatever, but man, you think I buy a lot of clothes? That girl, woo! Boy, you cannot stop no woman from shopping.
Women be shopping. Yeah, that's a gag, right?
Yeah. God, yeah. Phone lines are open if you'd like to join us. 727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. We'll get to the big stories and what the hell news coming up in just a little bit. And we got some fun stuff tonight. Wednesdays are kind of like Feel Good Freestyle Fridays, just a shorter version. And we will get to some lighthearted stuff tonight. I think you're going to love. So we'll get to that. Also, I am working diligently. Will, today was kind of a busy day for me, but I am writing and almost finished writing my next COVID Christmas song. So
I was. Yeah. What do you think about this idea? Because I was thinking about your predicament here as far as selling them.
Right.
What about if somebody emails you their donation to Metropolitan Ministries and just
then
says,
I just
hey,
send them the MP3.
And then you send them the MP3.
Oh my
Cut
God.
Cut out the middleman.
Yeah, but what if we get 1,000 people? You know?
Well, that's great.
That's a lot of work. I can't. I can't answer.
I'll help you.
Oh, we'll take care of it. Answer 1,000 damn emails. There's got to be an easier way, right?
I think that's a great way to do it. And I don't think emailing takes 1 second. I mean, you just you tag the MP3 up and send it on its way.
Okay.
And no offense, I don't think it's going to be 1,000.
Hey, man.
No offense. But hey. It might be, you know, a good amount. I'm just saying you say a certain amount.
What would be a respectable amount of sales? Like, okay, let's say I'm going to have 7 songs, right?
Yeah.
And we sell these songs for $2 a piece.
I think 10 bucks is fair.
For all of them?
And you could always donate more, but I'm saying at least
for the whole album.
For the whole album, yeah.
Yeah, but what if people just want to buy individual songs? I like that idea, too.
I think you're complicating things. I would just say put the whole album out.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
All right.
And just do it for a minimum donation of 10 bucks. And then if you want to donate more, that'd be spectacular, obviously.
Hell yeah, it would.
But if you do that and send like a proof to your email on your website, you just send over the MP3s to them.
Okay.
Right?
All right. I'm going to work that out. First things first, let me get the songs finished. That's what I got to do first. And then we'll work on it so we can get that money out to Metropolitan Ministries ASAP. I want to get the money to them while they could still use it for Christmas and everything. So I don't want to give it to them on Christmas. That doesn't do any good, you know?
And this way you don't have to deal with any money.
No.
I mean, like, I'm sure people could, you know, say that they donated and easily Photoshop a receipt, but... if you do that, you're a scumbag. And that could happen. But just know you're going to hell if you do that.
I'll figure it out. I'll figure out the best way. I'm going to figure out the best way. And we're going to throw it up on Spotify and stuff, too. So that'd be cool, too. It's going to be a lot of fun. 727-579-1025. 800-771-1025. Let's tear through some phone calls because the listeners are the most important thing of all. Line one, Johnny B. Show, who are you?
Hi.
Oh, it's our buddy Trent. What's up, bud?
Nothing much. Just trying to warm up the bed. It's cold.
Judge, you know what you should do that will warm it up? Pee in it.
It'll warm it up.
Nice and good.
It'll be warm for 1 minute. Trust me, I was a bedwetter when I was a kid. It'll be warm for 1 second, and then it'll be the coldest, grossest thing ever. You don't want that.
Just make pee in it. Go ahead.
No, man.
Go nuts.
Don't do it. If you're going to pee to bed, don't pee your bed. Get up and go pee your mom's bed.
Yeah.
Okay?
Another thing is I decided to go to a gym.
Yeah? Who's this guy, Jim? Is he cute?
Ha-ha-ha. I got him.
I should have seen that coming.
Yeah, man, literally. Okay, why are you going to a gym? You trying to get all buff?
Yeah, you know, I decided like to just become a lot more healthier with my body and stuff. You know,
that's good. Hey, can you turn down your radio a little bit? I can hear me, and it's freaking me out.
Yeah, I don't like it.
You got it.
There you go.
Good job, bud.
That's all right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We don't want to alert your big fat mom that you're listening to us. If she hears the radio, she'll freak out, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But how is y'all's going?
How are y'all's going? I'm going pretty well. I'm tired. I didn't sleep much last night, but I had a productive day at the day job, and I've had a lot of productivity since I got home, prepping this show and writing COVID Christmas songs, and I washed dishes, and I did some laundry, and I played with my dogs, and I watched a fantasy football show. I've done a lot, Clint, or Trent. What have you been up to?
Other than trying to find a good gym, I've gone to school. I am now up to all B's.
Oh, man. You got to do better than that, buddy. Let's get them up.
Call them Buzz.
Yeah.
I will. And I just, my kitten has babies now.
Your kid? You have a child?
No, my cat.
Oh, your cat.
Has kitten. Oh.
Okay.
Why are you letting your cat go around banging and stuff?
It's got a bad influence. It's freaking guy's mom.
Yeah, his mom.
Yeah, watches his mom and banging everybody.
There's a bunch of horrors around his house. God dang it. Anyway.
No, it's my neighbor's cat who is my best friend.
What? Well, hold on. Is your neighbor your best friend or the cat your best friend? The cat's your best friend?
She has a cat. So I guess some way when I brought my cat over, they had their fun time or something.
You hooked up. You Chuck Woolery, the neighbor's cat, with your cat?
I didn't know she had ran off to do the other cat. I didn't know that.
Oh, cats are horny, dude. They're gross.
Because my best friend wanted to see her, and it took my eyes off for a second, and that's where I found her.
Very nice. All right, well, now you're a cat dad. That's not a good way to start your life. You're not even an adult yet, you know?
No. I mean, I'm probably going to find some of my other friends who wanted a kitten to take care of them.
All right, man.
All right,
well,
this is boring.
I know a lot of people looking for pussy, so you go out there and see if anybody needs your cat.
Go pee.
Do you guys know any good gyms, though, while I'm asking? Yeah.
Who are you asking, Trent? Have you seen me?
I'm asking Will.
Oh, okay. Gyms. Okay.
What part of the region are you in? Of the
He's
area?
In Palmetto.
Oh, I have no idea, dude.
Just
go
to look,
Anytime
you don't
Fitness
need a,
or something.
You don't need a gym.
YMCA.
You don't need a gym.
Yeah.
You don't need it.
Just go out and run and do push-ups and stuff. That's what I do.
Boom. That's all you do. Sit-ups, push-ups, run around your neighborhood. You'll be fine. You know, the gym, it'll be trendy. You'll think it's cool for a minute and then you'll forget about it. And all of a sudden, you know, you're paying, whatever amount a month for nothing.
You're right.
That's why we're your parents. Okay.
All
now go to bed. Right. Go pee pee.
In your
right?
bed.
Night-night.
Warm it up.
All right. Love you guys.
Love you. Love you. Sweet dreams.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Kick rocks.